the book of Genesis, that first book of the Bible. And we're looking at chapter 41, and we'll look at verses 42 and 43. Now, once you find your place, if you are physically able, if you are willing to do so, we do invite you to stand with us. By standing, we'll honor and reverence the reading of the Word of the Lord. If you're able to remain standing after we read these verses, then we will pray together. And again, your prayers are greatly appreciated and greatly needed tonight. So I'd ask you to pray with us and for us tonight, that the Lord might use us for His honor and for His glory tonight. Genesis chapter 41, and it's verses 42 and 43. The Bible said, "And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, 'Bow the knee.' And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt." Father, we love you tonight because you first loved us. Lord, I appreciate tonight the privilege to call on your name in the bounty presence. Thanking you for the prayers that's already been prayed and the songs and the testimonies that's already been given tonight. And thanking you for preserving your word of this generation and directing us to this portion tonight. I pray now you'd have mercy on me as I endeavor to preach. Have mercy upon this congregation. And let me say, Lord, that you won't said tonight in the way you want it said. May I be pliable and usable in your hands, sensitive and submissive to your spirit tonight. I pray, Lord, the word of God can go forth from these lips of clay in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Would you prepare our hearts to receive the word of God tonight? Give us hearing ears, receptive hearts, and obedient spirits. Would you awaken sinners to their need of you and draw them to you with cords of love? Would you stir the saints tonight? Would you feed the flock of God? Or would you have your way among us tonight and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves? Above everything tonight, may your name be magnified and glorified through this service. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you. We'll bow our head ahead and lift up our hands and thank you for all of it, Lord. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name I do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing tonight. I realize that I read two verses tonight out of this chapter and out of this story that puts us right in the middle of what's going on. The man here, of course, that the Bible's talking about is Joseph. And Joseph has interpreted for Pharaoh the dream that none of the magicians and astrologers in Egypt could interpret. It seems to be, and it is, that the Lord has brought Joseph to this time in his life and in the life of Pharaoh and the Egyptians, and I pray to work his glory and his good, not just for them, but mainly for that household of Jacob. That God has sent Joseph to preserve a posterity upon the face of the earth. As we look at this story tonight, and this man, Joseph, you're well aware that out of all of the Old Testament characters that we can talk about tonight, that Joseph, my friend, in typology, is the most perfect type of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nobody closer in typology to Christ than this man, Joseph. He is just a type. Thank God, he's not perfect. He's the most perfect. But it's not perfect. For if you have perfect or a completion, you wouldn't have a time. You'd have the reality. Amen. But God uses this man, Joseph, to say to us, or to let us foresee about Christ. So I want to look at this tonight and look at Joseph and then look at Christ. And also I want to look at Joseph tonight as a believer as well tonight. What I want to focus in tonight is in this last verse that I read to you tonight. When the Bible said He made Him to ride in the second chariot. I want to preach just a moment tonight on Joseph's rides. Joseph's rides. In the three times in his life, Joseph, thank God, went for a ride. Amen? And I want to preach on it if I can tonight for just a moment. Amen? This one is the second time that he rides in his life, but it will not be the last. I say in his life, or at least his body, are bones tonight. Amen? Thank God, Joseph, my friend, was literally taken for a ride. Amen? Let's look at it tonight. First of all, how can I preach to you tonight about Joseph's ride into Egypt, my friend? Into Egypt by the hand of the Midianites. Amen? And why is Joseph, thank God, riding into Egypt? Or, my friend, this slave, my friend, a caravan that he's on or in? Why is he? It is because of the offense of his brethren. Amen? His brethren have sold him into slavery. His brethren have sold him, my friend, how to try to get rid of him. They thought about killing him. Hey, God, but they talked out of it. And as these Midianites and Ishmaelites come by on their way to Egypt, hey, God, they sell him for 20 pieces of silver. Out of these Ishmaelites, wipe their hands and say, we are rid of the dreamer and his dream. Amen. Oh my, but far from it tonight, thank God, and their offense and their evil intention and their wickedness, my friend, only plays into the hand of God tonight. Can I say first of all tonight, thank God, the offense, these brethren, thank God, committed a great offense against Joseph. They put him in the pit and would not hear his cry because they were offended. Thank God. Oh, hear me, friend. Thank God. Our Bible tells us tonight. Thank God, in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 18 tonight, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Amen. And so here are these brethren that are offended, and they then commit an offense. Are you hearing me tonight? And it's because of their offense and their hatred, hey, God, against Joseph, that he's on this ride down to Egypt tonight. Amen. Are you listening? Thank the Lord. Amen. Hey, God, can I say they are offended at their dad? They're offended at Jacob. They feel like Jacob favors Joseph. They feel like Jacob loves Joseph more than he does the rest of them. Amen? Hey, God, Jacob, I think, in his own mind, hey, God is trying. He understands about Joseph. He understands, hey, God, about God's place for him. And so he puts that coat of many colors on him. That's a coat of my friend that would identify not just him favoring him, but that is the coat, hey, God, of government. That is the coat of judgment. That is saying, hey, God, that is the coat of a ruler. Jacob is trying, my friend, to usurp the authority of God and make Joseph the ruler over his brethren that God will do and wants to do. But oh, how foolish we are to try by the arm of our flesh to bring to pass what God said He would do. Never does it work when we understand the program of the plan of God, and then by our own, thank God, arm of the flesh,
try to bring it to pass. Ask Abraham and Sarah about Hagar and Ishmael. Anybody hear me tonight? Hey God, Lord, ask Jacob about what he does to Joseph, and his sons are offended at their dad. Hey God, they want to get back at him, and the only way they can get back at him is to rip this coat of many colors off of it. Hey God, they think they can kill him. Hey God, but above that, they now sell him. Hey God, to the slaves. And Joseph is taken for a ride down to Egypt because of the offenses of his brethren. Jesus talked about offenses. Amen. Hallelujah. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 18 and verse 6, he said, "Whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea." It's pretty plain, ain't it? Woe unto the world, Matthew 18, verse 7, because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Amen? So here are these men that are carrying out an offense against Joseph because they're upset with their daddy. They feel like he favors him. Hallelujah. Joseph can't help it. Hey God, it's just the way his dad has done and operates. Anybody listening tonight? Oh my. Hey God, but he finds himself, hey God, am I been on the caravan headed down to Egypt? I saw as a common slave. And he waves goodbye. And a Canaan, and he waves goodbye under his daddy's house. And he waves goodbye until his place at the table, and he'll never see it again. Hey God, in this world, y'all hear me tonight? Hey God, and it's all because of the offense of his brethren. Amen. Amen. They're offended at the dead, then they're offended at his dream. Hallelujah. They don't like Joseph's dream. Amen. And I don't know if Joseph had, thank God, as a 17-year-old boy, understands the fullness of his dream. I don't think he does. I don't know that he's arrogant, thank God, and trying to rule over these boys. Thank God, I think there's some excitement, thank God, in this teenage boy that has this dream that God has given him, and he just wants to share it. I'm the only people he's got to share it with, and that's his family. Amen. And his own family is the very ones that don't want to hear what he's got to say and doesn't share the message of the dream, the excitement of the dream, or the dream itself, amen. And because it puts him above them, it puts him, hey God, in a place of authority, and they don't want that. Are you hearing me tonight? Jesus said, "A man is not without honor, hey God, save among his own country and his own kin." Amen. Prophets not without honor. And Jesus himself could not do many mighty miracles. Thank God, where he was from, there in Nazareth, because they would not believe him. And they would not have his dream. Anybody hear me tonight? Hallelujah. You think those that are closest to you, and those that are nearest and dearest to you, thank God, would receive, thank God, what God has shown you or given to you, but you find sometimes that's the very crowd that's the most critical. That's the crowd that's offended the most at what God gives you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And so they're offended at his dream. They're offended. And because Joseph reports to his father about the duty of the other boys. He just goes back and says, "Daddy, here's what the dad said, what they're doing." He said, "Here's what they're doing. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing." Hallelujah. And buddy, I'll tell you, that offends them because this young man, hey God, my friend shoots straight with their father, and when he steps to them, hey God, they're not doing what they ought to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'll tell you what'll get you quicker. Run off down to churches. You just start telling the folks that they're not doing what this good book says. And they're not doing what the Father says. Oh, man. Thank God we got a generation that wants to be pet and pampered. Thank God we got a generation. Thank God, hallelujah. And it wants a pacifier. Thank God, amen. Are y'all listening to me? And they want to be, thank God, patted on and bragged on. Thank God, from daylight till dark. And I know there's a place for encouragement. Thank God, oh, and exhortation. But there's also a place in this Bible that Paul said to Timothy, I reprove with you and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Is anybody hearing the preacher tonight? Amen. Bless his name. Hallelujah. I've been pretty mild this week, I think. Thank God. But I'm telling you tonight, there comes a time when the man of God, thank God, if he's worth the salt that goes in his bread, thank God, and he dreads it, and he fears it, and he don't want to do it, and he'd love to preach a thousand other messages, but there comes that time that he has to climb in that pulpit if he's to please the one that called him and look over that congregation as Nathan looked at David and say, thou art the man. You're not doing what your father said. Amen. Hallelujah. It's part of it. But it caused him to be offended. Hallelujah. And because they were offended by their dad and his love, thank God, and his favor towards Joseph, and that they were offended because of Joseph's dream, and because they were slack to do what they ought to do, thank God, when the time came, and my friend, they put him in the pit, planning on killing him. But oh, here come the Midianites, and someone said, let's just sell him, and we'll be rid of him. Amen. Thank God. And they sold him, and Joseph is in that caravan riding down to Egypt. And who ever thought that this well-favored son that wore the coat of many colors and the favor of his father that sat at the head of the table would now be riding to Egypt, I got as a common slave. But that was his ride. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. But can I preach to you just a minute before I get to the second point tonight? Amen. That this ride into Egypt by the offense of his brethren, because of the offense of his brethren, this ride by the hand of the Midianites. Hallelujah. Oh my. Though it was meant for very evil as far as his brethren was concerned, that God got in the middle of that. Hallelujah. And God, that was the over empowerment of God. Hallelujah. He overpowered what the brethren had designed to do to bring about his purpose. I like it myself. What do y'all think? Hallelujah. Thank God. And God works it to bring out an opposite, thank God, end to what the brethren want done. Hallelujah. Thank God. They want him to be a slave in Egypt, but God wants him to be prime minister. Oh, they meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Amen. Here's those age-old questions that people ask about good and evil, evil and good. Thank God. Amen. I remind you tonight, God, thank God, does not tempt man with evil. Thank God. And neither can he be tempted. And God, amen. Oh, him tonight does not create evil, but God uses evil. Thank God, amen, for his glory tonight. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen. Oh, hear me. God did not make Satan. I hear folks sometimes say, Satan is God's devil. I want to tell you, he didn't make him the devil. He made him, thank God, Lucifer. He fell, thank God, from his state, just like man did. Hallelujah. Can't blame evil on God. Thank God, no man can say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, God. I'm not that. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you what God can do. Thank God, he's such a God that he can overpower and bring out the ups and ends. Thank God of what evil I wants to do in our life. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Hey, God, and as a matter of fact, that is what he's doing. And when all of this is over and done, and when time is no more, and we stand on the sunny bay of sweet deliverance, we'll understand how that God has completely done away with all that Satan ever desired and wanted to do. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Thank God. I long for that day when he'll put everything right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his name. It wasn't a pleasant ride for Joseph down into Egypt by the hand of the Midianites, these slave traders. These Ishmaelites, hallelujah. Thank God. And he still can remember the hatred and the odds of his brethren as they grip their teeth at him as he's in the pit. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. And they're trying to do as much evil as they can to him. But God's going to turn it around according to Genesis 50 and verse 20 and make it for good. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's his ride into Egypt. Amen. Now, can I preach just a moment tonight from our text and talk about his ride through Egypt? Amen. He rides into Egypt on a caravan of camels, thank God, as a slave. And he's sold down yonder at the auction block, hallelujah, to a man by the name of Potiphar. Are you hearing me? Amen. Hallelujah. And 13 years passed by. Hallelujah. Well, actually, yeah, it is. Thank God, actually before, thank God, the 7 years. So, thank God, hallelujah. Thank God, we're in that sixth and seventh year. Oh, hear me. Thank God the other six and seven are left, but 13 total before his brethren come back to him. But this particular story, he's been to Potiphar's house. The wife lies on him. He's been put into prison. The butler forgets it. Thank God, but there comes a day when the messenger brings him out of prison. Amen. Thank God, and he puts on that robe. Thank God, and stands before Pharaoh and interprets the dream. Hey, God, and says there's going to be 7 good years, 7 bad years, 7 full years, 7 lean years. Better appoint a man to lay up in store for the while the good years, so the bad years don't take over the good years. Hey, Pharaoh said, there's nobody like you. Spirit of God's in you. Amen. Hey, God, and he takes off his ring and puts it on him. Hallelujah. And puts him in that second chariot and says, thank God, to his men, run before him and tell everybody in Egypt, bow the knee, bow the knee. Hallelujah. What in the world is he doing riding through Egypt? Because of his office. The position that he's been placed in by Pharaoh. Here's the type of Christ. Here's the type of the Lord Jesus. There's Joseph. I got down in the prison and looked like going to be left there. But he's brought out. Hallelujah. Woo! He's brought out and set in the palace. He's brought out and made governor or lord of all of Egypt. There's nobody higher in Egypt than Joseph except Pharaoh, who's on the throne. Anybody hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Thank God. And Christ was brought from the prison house of death. Thank God. Peter said to the Jews in Acts chapter 2 at Pentecost, you've taken him with wicked hands, have slain and crucified the Lord of glory. But he said, God has raised him from the dead. Having loosed the pains of death, for it was not possible that he should be fact upon every knee, but at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Jesus said to John in Revelation chapter 1, I am he that was dead, and behold, I'm alive, and alive forevermore, and I've got the keys of hell and of death. I'm telling you tonight, thank God, he is brought from the prison house of death, thank God, and raised, thank God, hello, I thank God to that place of authority tonight. I step down and right my right hand until our enemies be made thy footstool. That's what the Bible said. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Thank God. And there is something about that name highly exalted tonight. Amen. No other name where we can be saved. No other name where we can approach God tonight. Thank God for that name. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what Pharaoh does. The Bible said in verse 40, 45, he changed his name. Hallelujah. Are y'all listening to me tonight? And he's riding through Egypt. And they're crying, bow the knee. Bow the knee. Oh my. Got the gold chain and the ring on his hand. Hallelujah. And he's second in command only to Pharaoh. In the pompous work of redemption, Christ stands, thank God, as the only and all-sufficient Savior. He stands as the mediator and the intercessor for man, thank God. There's only one that's recognized, thank God, above him, and that is the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Though he is not actually above him in the Godhead, for they're co-equal and co-existent, but yet he stands in the office work of redemption. Thank God as the dazed man of the go-between, the mediator of between sinful man and a holy God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Woo! Hallelujah. And if you wanted to see Pharaoh about corn in Egypt, you had to see Joseph. And if you want to see God about being saved, you got to get to Christ. You got to see Christ tonight. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. Neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby are we blessed be saved. Anybody hearing the preacher tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Who'd ever thought that a poor slave boy, thank God, Hebrew boy, thank God, would have been exalted under the place of Prime Minister, Governor, Lord of all the land. Thank God, having the keys to the corn crib. Thank God, oh yeah. My, oh, bless his name. And can I say to you tonight, it wasn't just for the Egyptians. The famine that hit was throughout the whole world. Thank God, the whole world. Thank God, was under the famine. Amen. Oh, bless his name. Well, I need to get on to my last point. Sit down. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Bible said there was dearth in all lands. Amen. Thank God. Oh my. And the Bible said when all the land of Egypt was famished, when all the lands had dearth in them, verse 56, thank God, when the famine was over all the face of the earth, Joseph opened all the storehouses. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Thank God, when there was famine everywhere. Thank God, when sin, thank God, had affected every man. Y'all hearing me tonight? And that law declares that we're all sinners tonight, that there's none righteous. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Thank God, whether we're Jew or Gentile, bond or free, male or female, thank God, sin has affected us all tonight. It doesn't matter what side of the tracks you're born on, or the color of your skin, or the gender, thank God, or that you were born. We all are sinners tonight. But I'm glad when the famine and the dearth was on all the earth, and every man was a sinner, I'm glad, thank God, how the Lord opened the storehouses of heaven, thank God, and Christ has paid our die freely. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. Lastly, may I say, there was Joseph's ride into Egypt because of offense from his brethren. There was Joseph's ride through Egypt because of his office, the position that he had been lifted or raised to. I want to preach just a moment. It was Joseph's ride out of Egypt. Put into Egypt because of an offense. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all do know why? How that babe was born of a virgin in Bethlehem and wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger because of the offense of one man. Woo! Hallelujah. Joseph's riding to Egypt with my offense. Thank God, but now he's riding through Egypt and everyone has to bow the knee because of his office. Woo! Hallelujah. Y'all realize tonight Jesus, my God, was a great prophet. He was a good teacher and a great teacher. Oh, my God, he was a good example. He was born King of the Jews and died King of the Jews. Hey, hallelujah. And on Calvary, he is a Savior. Thank God, and when the Lord left him an empty tomb, thank God, he raised him to be Lord of all. Hallelujah tonight. And he's Lord, thank God. Hallelujah. And always will be Lord tonight. You might as well bow the knee tonight. You'll either do it here or yonder one. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, rode into Egypt because of the offense. Rode through Egypt because with that in that second chariot because of his office. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then he was brought out of Egypt because of the oath. Exodus chapter 50, verse 25. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you. And you shall carry up my bones from hence. Hallelujah. Made him swear an oath. Hallelujah. And oh, after all those years, thank God, of bondage. Amen. Around 400 years, somewhere thereabout, 400 years of bondage. Exodus 13:19 said, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence with you. Anybody hearing me tonight? Joshua 24, verse 32, and the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. Is anybody hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Can I say this to you tonight? He died in Egypt, but never was an Egyptian. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God he died as a stranger in a strange land. But his bones were not left there. Hallelujah. Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Our Lord Jesus, thank God, was made sin for us, but never sinned. Thank God he became our sin. God made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made of the righteousness of God in him. Anybody hearing the preacher tonight? Thank God, hallelujah. He came to this sin, cursed, sin benighted world and was in all points tempted, yet without sin. Anybody hearing me tonight? Oh, thank God. And that's the reason he got up. Thank God, because of our faith, where there is no sin, and where there is no transgression of the law, death has no right over that individual in Christ. I could not stay in the grave. He only went there for us. Amen. He only died at Calvary as a substitute. God only imputed our sins to Him. Oh, bless the Lord. And He nailed them to the cross. And He triumphed over them. Anybody hear me? And tonight He rose. Thank God. Oh, thank God. And He died for our reconciliation. But He rose for our justification. And I'm glad He's alive tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, can I remind you tonight, and I'm through. Can I remind you tonight? Oh my. That though we die in Egypt, we're not Egyptians. Hallelujah. And though we die in the low ground of sin and sorrow, don't let this shock you tonight. We're not sinners. I mean, we were sinners. And as far as we're concerned in our pilgrimage, we are sinners, but not in God's sight. We're saints. Woo! Are y'all hearing me tonight? Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, and we're going to be sown. Just like our forefathers, if the Lord don't come. And just like Joseph was, we're going to be sown. Thank God beneath the sodden clay. Thank God that there's coming a morning. There's coming a day. Woo! Thank God, how do you know? Thank God it's an oath's sake. How are you sure? I got the spirit of adoption. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. You see, when I got saved, I got born again. That is, thank God, hallelujah. My spirit was regenerated. My soul was saved. Oh, are y'all hearing me? And I was made a new creature in Christ. And there's a new man, an inward man. Thank God, that's made in righteousness and true holiness. Woo! Hey, thank God. And there's a man inside that's born of the seed. Thank God of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's an incorruptible seed. And that's an infallible seed. And that seed cannot sin and will not sin. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name tonight. Thank God. How about this old body still under the curse tonight? Thank God, but I have the assurance not only of being born again and my name written in heaven, thank God, but I have the assurance of the redemption of the purchased possession. I have the assurance that what God started, He's going to finish. I have the assurance that He didn't just redeem my soul, but He's going to redeem my body. It ain't took place yet, but He gave me an oath. He gave me an assurance. He gave me an earnest, thank God. And that is the Spirit, amen. It is the Spirit of adoption, whereby I cry, Abba, Father. Anybody hearing me tonight? And although this body is sown in weakness, it's going to be raised in power. Although it's sown in dishonor, it's going to be raised in honor. Although it's sown in a natural body, it's going to be raised a spiritual body. Although it's sown in corruption, it's going to be raised in corruption. Oh, so y'all hearing me tonight? Thank God for that blessed assurance. Hey, thank God. And this mortal shall put on immortality. Thank God. And He'll change this vile body and fashion it like unto His glorious body. And I bless the Lord. And it's going to come to pass. Yeah, you got a right to shout about it. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Of the inward man saved by grace and through faith, and the outward man saved by hope. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. And we're hoping for it, amen. Don't mean it's a hit or miss, but as sure as Christ got up from the grave, that's how sure we're going to get up. Hallelujah. Oh, as sure as my name is what it is tonight, that's how sure I'll have another building, a house eternal in the heavens, not made with hands. Somebody going to have to help me. Hallelujah. I'm a telling you, hey, come. Oh, and what a day that will be. Oh, when this corruption, I put all that in corruption, and this mortal puts all the immortality, I come. And all this death is swallowed up in life. I come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we'll cry as we go through the air. Hey God, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? It's all been swallowed up in the victory that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You ready for your ride? I'm ready for my ride out here. Hallelujah. He's a coming after me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to have to thumb it. Hallelujah. I look it up or make it up myself. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout of the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. I'll make a shout a while. Hallelujah. Hey, it's just Wednesday night. We may not make it back till Friday night. So I'm going to shout tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God because of that blessed hope. Thank God the blessed hope and the glorious appearance of the great God and our Savior, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that have begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, are reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. Don't tell me they ain't a feeling good. You're to be in my shoes right now. There's a feeling to this thing. I'm telling you, there's a reality of a serving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Oh! Help me, Lord. I need to quit, but I can't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. And you and I both rode into this world as the fallen sons of Adam. But we're going to ride out here as the sons of God. Behold, what manner of love of the Father hath bestowed upon us, and that we should be called of the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope within himself purifies himself, even as He is pure. Yet a little while he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Woo! Woo! We're going to ride out of here. Hallelujah. And we're going to ride out as the sons of God. Hallelujah. Well, bless His name. Let's stand tonight. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name.